Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Hey, let's shout out a little praise to bus drivers. Bus drivers, you know, teachers, there's like Teachers Day, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to appreciate those people that take these kids to school every day and see them every day in every possible way. There's a bus driver this morning that is getting so much praise. His name is Larry Farish, and he took time out of his day after dropping kids off at school to go do some shopping. Let me tell you what happened, all right? It was pajama day at this school.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Farish, the bus driver, was picking up his kids when a six-year-old named Levi Carrier got on the bus and was in tears because it was pajama day and he didn't have any pajamas to wear to school.
I asked him, I was like, what's going on? What happened? And he simply looked up and said, I don't have pajamas. And I said, well, this morning you were crying. And I felt it. So I want your day to be a little bit better. And I asked him, I said, would you try the pajamas on when you get to class and have a great day? A lot of times we're the first person after their parents leave that they see. And we're the last person they see before they go home. So we can make a big difference in a child's life just by saying good morning.
That he's kind and that his heart is filled with joy.
That was six-year-old Levi, who was thrilled to death with his new pajamas that bus driver Larry went out and bought for him. Gosh, I love this story. So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, there are good people out there. There is good news out there. Can I get an amen for this bus driver this morning?
Amen.
If you have a story you want to share with us, some good news that'll make everybody celebrate in the morning, you call us right now, 713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. How do you celebrate your 188th birthday? That's what we want to know this morning here on the Morning Bullpen Show. I'm George. Over there's Mo, Eric with a K. It's 188th birthday of our fine city, Houston, Texas.
Wow. Today is the day.
Today's the actual birthday. Yeah. Didn't they have a birthday party recently?
The Heritage Society downtown actually did something last weekend to celebrate, obviously with this weekend being the holiday, but they didn't want to miss out. It looked very straight-laced.
Yes. It looks like a party George would like.
What do you mean?
There's a man in a robe with a cowboy hat. That looks like something George would wear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, George, you would love this party.
Children are wearing ties and singing choir songs.
See, you all misjudge me. I can party.
Oh, yeah?
I can party.
Hey, George. So let's say this. You, George, are throwing a party for Houston.
Yeah.
What kind of party do you throw?
Ooh.
Kind of party? A fun party.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
What are we talking
fun
about?
Fun and there? Organized and it runs on time.
Yeah, and it's over by 9.
And by the way,
yeah.
Cost effective for the city.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, perfect.
See?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
See,
for your
that's
service.
Why you would have loved that party, George.
188th birthday for our fine city today. So I really do feel like, though, since it's Friday,
mm-hmm.
kind of going into a holiday weekend here,
yeah.
I think it's the time to go out and kind of celebrate today.
Yeah, I'm going out. I'm doing the most Houston thing ever. I'll be at Gallery Furniture with Mattress Mac tomorrow.
Oh, wait, okay.
That is Houston actually very.
Isn't that plug?
Yes. Yeah. Isn't plug. That honestly one of the most Houston things you
might
could possibly
be
do?
More popping than this party that we were talking about earlier.
Okay. So if I were going to celebrate the 188th birthday of Houston, by the way, you don't look a day over 175.
Sweet. No, you look good.
You look hot.
You look hot.
But if I was going to celebrate after hanging out with Mattress Mac and get the ultimate Houston food, I'm celebrating Houston's birthday. What genre of food do I choose to celebrate Houston?
Oh, wow.
You have it in your brain? Don't say it out loud.
That's easy.
It is? Okay.
So,
all right. Okay.
On the count of three, let's all say it.
Okay
ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Lean. Barbecue.
Did you say lean?
Is that not the most Houston thing you could think of? I thought it was easy.
Here I'm going. Oh, I would have Tex-Mex, you know.
Yeah, I have a good brisket.
Mo, you said lean?
Okay, you know what? Who's going to throw the party out of the three of us?
Mo, you throw the party for Houston.
I'm joking. Don't actually do that.
She is available to party plan. I just want you all to know that.
I'm waiting for the phone to ring for Lainey Wilson. See, I can't even say her name. For Lainey Wilson this morning. Oh, wait. Here it is. Here it's ringing.
What's going on?
Hello, sis.
It's Lainey. I can't talk.
Lainey,
I can't
I'm
talk.
I'm okay, Mo. This is Mo. I'm okay, but my co-host George over there can't speak, which is very rare for him because he loves you, girl. We're really excited to have you on the show.
I'm so excited to be talking to y'all. Good morning.
Houston, Texas. So we're so excited to welcome you back one day. We had anxiously awaiting that. New album, Whirlwind, out now. Your life is a whirlwind, sister.
Woof. It's been crazy. I mean, but I couldn't think of a better album title than Whirlwind because that's what we've been living.
When's the last time you slept in your bed at home?
It's been a while. My goodness. I probably got 20 nights in Nashville this year.
Wow.
George, you can talk.
Well,
Erica, I can't.
George, where are you at? Come on, step up.
I can't. She's my country crush.
He was like this, it was Faith Hill. So just so you know.
Oh, my gosh. I think Faith Hill was everybody's country crush.
Aww.
Okay. All right. So, Lainey, we thought we'd have a little fun this morning with you, if that's okay.
Yes. You have one of our favorites on the new album is Country's Cool Again. You know, you wore the hat at Rodeo Houston. We like to give you a lot of credit for making country cool again. So since you have your finger on the pulse, you're leading the pack, we want to let you be the final judge of a couple arguments we're having here in the studio about cool factor, okay?
All right, let's go.
All right, first one, Eric with a K.
Lainey, I need to preface this and say cowboys used to do it all the time, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Grown men taking baths. Can we say it's finally cool again?
Oh, Lord. Let me think about this. Y'all going to get me canceled. All these men who like to take baths.
I don't believe that bathing in your filth is okay.
Yeah, you know what? I'm the same way. Like, you got to jump in the shower, get the nasty off, and then you can soak.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Lainey Wilson is not making baths cool again, okay?
Hey, okay, whatever right. makes you feel good. I think
there
that's
you
cool.
go. See, I'm just being my best self, Lainey. Tell them to stop judging me.
Will you bubble bath?
I got my bell bottoms on here, Lainey. So my question on whether it's cool, if everything is cool or not, mm-hmm. is a grown man who's not related to Eric and Mo's children at all, yes. asking them to call me Uncle Jorge. Mm-hmm. Yes or no, is that cool?
I think it's cool just because it sounds cool.
You're sweeter than we are, Lainey Wilson.
All I heard...
So I'm going to start calling you Uncle Jorge.
All I heard was Lainey Wilson called me Uncle Jorge.
That's all I heard.
He's blushing.
Go on and tweet that. Tweet that one.
One last one. I am a firm believer that grown men should not wear plastic toddler Crocs.
Ooh.
For men. Grown men.
I will tell you this. Like, if you're going out to change the trash or doing something like that, you know, do your thing.
Yes.
Okay? Because I don't want nobody telling me what I can and can't wear at
Fair.
The house. But... Mm-hmm. If you're leaving the house, unless you have those Crocs and four-wheel drive, you need to take them off.
Yeah, that's where they belong. Lainey, you're at a bar, and there's a gorgeous cowboy, and he's got a whiskey, and he is handsome, and he's got smoky eyes, and then you look down, and he's got a pair of Crocs on.
You know they're camo.
I would just be like, you know what? I'm not going to look at your feet. I'm not going to look at your feet.
I'm not. Because you probably bathed in a bath.
Probably. I'd be like, did you take a bubble bath before you put them Crocs on?
I feel so judged.
You are the best. Lainey Wilson, my country crush. Her new album is called Whirlwind. You hear the new song, Good Horses, with Miranda Lambert on the bowl all the time. We love you here in Texas. Maybe it's just that Louisiana neighbor thing, but we love it.
I love y'all, too. I appreciate y'all.
Lady Wilson, Whirlwind, our guest this morning on the Morning Bullpen. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's juried. What's wrong with you over there?
My microphone. I
mean, there's a pterodactyl in the studio.
WD-40 or something.
Do we have some WD-40 we can get for Moe's microphone?
It's the pterodactyl of the day on 100.3 The Bull.
Hang on for those that didn't hear it. Let's hear it again, Moe.
Anytime I grab it, I move it to my face so that I can talk it.
We're giving away a pterodactyl on the air.
Okay.
Nobody else in Houston does that.
Anyway, all right, we'll work on that.
Thank you.
It's time for jury duty. Now you got me all messed up. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. Just out here solving the world's problems. And the question this morning on jury duty we want to know about.
Do responsible dog owners leave the TV on?
No. My dogs, we have Austin and Daisy, and I'm sorry, Daisy was the last dog.
George.
This is good that you like to rank how much he actually loves his dogs. He doesn't even know their names.
No, Austin and Katie now. Uh-huh. Austin and Katie, and yeah. They do not get screen time.
Right, because you don't love them.
We've weaned them off the screens. They don't get screen time at all. I think it's a waste of energy.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that Mo leaves the TV on for Bernard because that's like your soulmate.
100%. I feel bad leaving him. If I could take him everywhere, I would. But since I cannot, I leave the TV on for him.
That dog can't hear anything.
It can't be Dateline.
I guarantee that dog can't hear.
No,
that
I
dog
know
can't
he
see.
Hear.
Does Bernard have like a favorite show?
I watch a lot of HGTV. He likes baseball, obviously. That's always on at our house. Hunting shows, you know, just the normal stuff.
Just the normal stuff. Okay, Eric, what about you? Do responsible dog owners leave the TV on for their dog?
No. No, why?
No, exactly.
No, they don't.
Bernard does.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
That dog is senile.
Yeah, I mean, he is, but like he needs a friend.
That dog probably thinks that those people are real.
Yes,
Erica's mamaw is senile, but she gets to watch TV. So yeah, come on. All right.
Thank
so we want to know this morning. Here's the question we need our jurors to answer. Is do responsible dog owners leave the TV on for their dog? Justin is in Montgomery. Justin, what's your dog's name?
Lucy.
Lucy, do you leave the TV on for Lucy?
Yes, because it helps her take naps.
That's right.
What does that even mean?
I love you and I love Lucy. Lucy, little baby.
You are all just projecting human attributes to your animals.
Oh, gosh.
I love this so much. All right. Let's go to juror number two.
That's Zach in Deer Park. He has Poppy and Rosie. Zach, tell us, do responsible dog owners leave the TV on for their dogs?
Yes, but my wife's dog Poppy doesn't care about the TV, but Rosie, she likes to sit and watch Friends all day long.
Friends.
No, she doesn't.
Yep.
Big at
Friends
Jennifer
stays
Aniston.
On 24/7.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, Zach. Thank you for being a good human.
Why is everybody, I feel like the dad on the show, because I'm like, why is everybody wasting all this energy?
I bet I bet y'all leave the door open when you leave, too. All right, juror number three, Eric.
All right, John in the Woodlands, tell us, Lady Bird, Olaf, and Dixie, do responsible dog owners leave the TV on for their dogs?
For these three, we haven't. But a previous one that we had, he had separation anxiety, and we did.
Yep, so.
And it helped.
It helped.
It helped with separation anxiety? Are you, honestly, you believe that, John?
Yeah. Huh. Our neighbors believed it.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't barking all the time.
Wow. Okay, so where was that vote? Yes or no?
Okay.
That was a no. I'm counting that as a no.
Yeah, he said he did not. Right, John? You do not leave it on for, what was it, Ladybird, Olaf, and Dixie?
Yes, these three we do not, but do the know. Ones that we had before, we did.
Okay, I'm still
it's not a requirement of being a responsible dog owner.
Okay, wait, I should have gone to this one right after the call from Zach, who said he leaves Friends on all day. Chandler is the dog's name.
Oh, that's funny.
It's Angie in Magnolia. Angie, do you leave the TV on for your dog?
Yes, we do.
Oh, thank
you. Yes, we definitely do.
Does Chandler watch Friends, or is that just like...
Oh, 100%. I have a friend. You can hear him right now. He's trying to get a pub cup at Starbucks. So.
Okay. And then we're going to go home and watch Friends Marathon. Weekend.
What happened to just petting your dogs? Like, we're getting them Starbucks and letting them watch TV? Mm-hmm. They're not people. Yeah.
Thanks, Angie. Call us anytime, sister.
All right. Final juror this morning, Eric. Go to line five.
All right. That's Kyle in League City, who's got Ruby and Theo, little puppies. Do responsible dog owners leave the TV on for their dogs?
No. Because Theo needs to be able to listen to what's going on outside the house so he can protect his little sister, Ruby.
There you go. Be George, a dog.
George just thought.
Guard this
George
house.
Just all of a sudden got buff and big, but that's because Kyle, this dog, is buff and big.
See.
All right. Kyle, thank you for your comment this morning, your vote.
But so, didn't matter.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Today's jury duty.
Do responsible dog owners leave the TV on for their dog? And the answer is yes.
That's unbelievable.
I find it hard to believe myself. You're wasting energy.
I love my dogs. I love them so, so, so much. Lies. But they're not people.
Yeah.
They're dogs. They want scratches behind their ears, and they want a little piece of cheese that fell on the floor, and they want to cuddle with me in bed and cuddle up in my neck.
All right, that's jury duty. We do it every morning. No right or wrong answers, just your opinion. Five calls say it all. Here with George, Mo, and Eric.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you celebrate your 188th birthday? We need some ideas from y'all. We'll do that in about 20 minutes. Tell us how you would celebrate your birthday if it was 188th birthday. It's on the way here on the Morning Bullpen. Time right now for our 10-minute tune. You know how this works. You call in and you say, hey, Eric, I've been thinking about something. You explain what it is, and if Eric likes it, then he'll write a 10-minute tune about it. He'll go out of the studio, take it, write it up, and come back, perform it all in 10 minutes. But it has to start with your suggestions this morning.
Michelle's on the phone in Waller. Hey, Michelle, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I'd like him to sing about teenagers and their best attitudes getting ready in the morning.
I should have bleeped that, I think. I think I should bleep what you just said about their attitude there.
Michelle, how old are your kids?
She's only one. She's 13, and she's just the worst in the morning.
In the morning?
Fucking devil in the morning. Just in the morning, getting ready. She can't pick out her clothes, and she's just rushing around. She acts like she's a full-on adult, having to pay bills and everything, just frustrated with life, and it is horrific.
I'm dying. Girl, it only is downhill from here.
You have this to look forward to.
Oh, my gosh. Sailor's 3, and she's already like, where's my bracelet?
That's getting you prepared. People think that the toddlers are bad. It's just getting you prepared for what I'm dealing with now.
Exactly. I love this. That's Michelle, so great suggestion. Thank you.
Okay, guys.
All right, that's awesome. How about Ginger in League City? What you got for 10-minute tune today, Ginger?
I want to sing about being a bus driver for the Metro bus system in Houston. They don't listen to the rules. They don't care if you're coming or not. They just get over. They take a two lane. Driving on the HOV, they get on to merge, and they just go. They have no kind of courtesy that there are other cars on the road at all. And I think it would be absolutely hilarious, guys, because they just do what they want.
It's really true.
That is the life, isn't it, Ginger?
I was going to say, though.
Run it over.
If you're in a bus.
I wish I could just run people over.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
See, Mo would make a great bus driver, Ginger.
Are they hiring?
Oh, my God. I have to say, I probably would, too, y'all.
Ginger, let's go to bus driver school together. You and me.
Yes.
Okay, girls. Oh, it's keep your number.
All right. That's your next career there. That does sound like something you ought to do. All right, let's take one more here, Eric. Brittany is on the phone this morning in Waller. Brittany, what do you think Eric should sing about?
These ladies trying to do their makeup while driving into work.
Oh.
I mean, how unsafe is that?
Are you one of those people, Brittany?
I am definitely not. I usually work from home, but I'm taking my son to an appointment this morning, and I look over, and this lady's doing her mascara.
While she's driving, or like at a stoplight?
While she's driving. No, she's driving on 290.
What?
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's impressive, actually.
If you're good at it.
Well, no, Mo, it is not good. I was thinking that she was talking, that you were talking about like stoplight kind of thing.
No, so, Brittany, you know. Just so you know, Mo has her toddler look out for the police when she's doing things.
No,
like
the
that.
Red light. I'm like, Sailor, tell me when the light turns green so I'll stop doing my makeup.
Sure. That's the only thing she's on the lookout for.
Yeah, that's right. Brittany, we love it. Thank you so much for your suggestion today. All right, Eric, we have the attitude of teens when they wake them up in the morning.
Yeah.
We have the Metro bus drivers that evidently Mo is going to become one of these days. And then we have makeup while driving.
Ooh, these are great suggestions.
Yeah, really good today, yes.
But you know what? Because school just started, I don't think it's just the teens that are having trouble getting up. I hear from my wife that every day my kids are having trouble, and they're just evil creatures in the morning.
Okay.
So I think in honor of school coming back, people getting back to their routines, we got to do the kids getting ready in the morning.
All right, getting kids ready in the morning will be the 10-minute tune for today. We'll find out what Eric can create. It's coming up next here on the Morning Bullpen. Houston celebrating 188 years. Birthday today. How do you celebrate a city's birthday? We'll talk about that in 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. Time to find out what Eric has created off our suggestion that we had earlier.
It came from Michelle in Waller.
I'd like him to sing about teenagers and their back. Us attitudes getting ready in the morning.
I still think there was a cuss word in the middle.
No, not a mother of a teenager.
Not Michelle from Waller.
My girl.
Anyway, that was the one. It was a good choice today. Mm-hmm. We had so many good suggestions, but Eric settled on this one because, Eric, evidently your kids are a pain early in the morning, too, that school's back.
Yeah, it's especially this time of year because the kids haven't been waking up all summer.
Right.
Right.
And now they have to.
Yeah.
So they're all awful human beings in the morning. So we're going to do it in the style, ironically, of Sweet Caroline.
Okay. All right. It's today's 10-minute tune.
They look like angels when they are fast asleep, but it's a school day and now it's time. Gotta wake my kids up, but I know that when I do it, they'll wake up cranky. They're not kind. They're always yelling at me, then melting down, then throwing things, basically freaking out. I hate mornings now. These demons of mine. It's World War III every morning. Children are a blessing.
I feel like Michelle probably felt heard.
Eric, I gotta tell you, I was so tense as you built up to that. I was like, what's the payoff? What's it gonna be?
Obviously demons.
Demons of mine. Well done, sir. Well done today. Parents, if you like that one and you want to grab it, you can always get it off of our podcast. Just download the Audacy app, AUDACY. And if you search for the Morning Bullpen Podcast, you can click like on there. And that way you'll get a notification every time a classic like that one comes up. It's the 10-minute tune from the Bull. How do you celebrate your 188th birthday? That's what we want to know this morning here on the Morning Bullpen Show. I'm George. Over there is Mo, Eric with a K, the 188th birthday of our fine city, Houston, Texas.
Wow. Today is the day?
Today is the day.
Today is the actual birthday. Yeah. Didn't they have a birthday party recently?
The Heritage Society downtown actually did something last weekend to celebrate, obviously this weekend being the holiday, but they didn't want to miss out. It looked very straight-laced.
Yes. It looks like a party George would like.
What do you mean?
There's a man in a robe with a cowboy hat that looks like something George would wear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. George, you would love this party.
Children are wearing ties and singing choir songs.
See, you all misjudge me. I can party.
Oh, yeah?
I can party.
Okay, George. Let's say this. You, George, are throwing a party for Houston.
Yeah.
What kind of party do you throw?
Ooh.
What kind of party? A fun party.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What are we talking
fun
about?
Fun and organized, and it runs on time.
And it's over by 9.
And by the way,
yeah.
Cost effective for the city.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Celebrate. That's
see?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you
see,
for your
that's
service.
Why you would have loved that party, George.
188th birthday. For our fine city today. So I really do feel like, though, since it's Friday,
mm-hmm.
kind of going into a holiday weekend here, I think it's the time to go out and kind of celebrate today.
Yeah, I'm going out. I'm doing the most Houston thing ever. I'll be at Gallery Furniture with Mattress Mac tomorrow.
Oh, wait, okay.
Isn't that honestly one of the most Houston things you
might
could possibly
be
do?
More popping than this party that we were talking about earlier.
Okay. Okay, so if I were going to celebrate the 188th birthday of Houston, by the way, you don't look a day over 175.
No, you look good.
You look hot.
You look hot.
That was gross.
But if I was going to celebrate after hanging out with Mattress Mac and get the ultimate Houston food. I'm celebrating Houston's birthday. What genre of food do I choose to celebrate Houston?
Oh, wow.
That's, you have it in your brain? Don't say it out loud.
That's easy.
It is? Okay.
So.
All right. Okay.
On the count of three, let's all say it.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Lean.
Barbecue. Did you say lean?
Is that not, is that not the most Houston thing you could think of? I thought it was easy.
Here I'm going. Oh, I would have Tex-Mex. You know,
yeah, I have a good brisket.
Mo, you said lean.
Okay, you know what? Who's going to throw the party out of the three of us?
Mo, you throw the party for Houston.
I'm joking. Don't actually do that.
She is available to party plan. I just want you all to know that. She also has $100 in her purse. And coming up in just about 10 minutes, we're going to get somebody ready to play her. Yes, her. In Mo Knows Country. That's just 10 minutes away. You can be part of it here on The Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Sealy today. Jacqueline is taking on Mo for $100. This is how you get the money, Jacqueline.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Jacqueline?
Because it's Mo's money.
All right, Jacqueline, tell her to get out of here. Let's get started.
Bye, hon. Have fun.
Thank you.
That sounded oddly threatening. I don't know why. All right, five country-related trivia questions, Jacqueline, and they start right now. In 2019, Dr., in quotes, John Party, recommended you take blank medication. What type of medication was he prescribing?
Heartache.
Question number two. Caitlin Brown has had a number one hit called Thank God, but she's never had an album of her own music. Who's Caitlin Brown's husband?
Kane Brown.
Question number three. Name the country artist whose third album, called Barefoot Blue Jean Night, became his first number one country hit and his first number one album.
Oh, Barefoot Blue Jean Night. Oh, gosh. Barefoot Blue Jean Night. Oh.
It's on the tip of your tongue.
The Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
I know the lyrics.
You want to pass?
I know for a fact it's not Garth Brooks, but we'll just pass.
Question number four. We idolize this country star who is kicking off her 12th year performing the Sunday Night Football opening theme, Waiting All Carrie Day. For Sunday Whoa. Night, name her. Question number five.
You said Sunday.
Let's go back 8 years. Keith Urban sang Blank Ain't Your Color. What color does Keith Urban hate?
Blue.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against this morning.
She's out there chit-chatting again. Sorry, Jacqueline.
Talking outfit.
Oh, she's being so disrespectful to you, Jacqueline. Especially when you did such a great job.
I love Mo.
Thank you, Jacqueline. You got 4 out of 5, Jacqueline.
Oh, dang it, girl.
Look, my husband told me I had to at least get 3.
Well, you made him proud. Case closed. We'll see how I do.
All right, question number one, Mo. Uh-huh. In 2019, mm-hmm. Dr., in quotes, John Party recommended you take your blank medication. What type of medicine was he talking about?
Oh, the song was Heartache Medication, I believe.
That is correct. Heartache Medication. Yes. I would have taken Heartbreak Medication because he says both in the song. So I would have taken either
one. Jacqueline got it right. 1-1.
Question number two. Caitlin Brown has had a number one song called Thank God, but she's never even had an album of her own music.
Yes.
Who's Caitlin Brown's husband?
Kane Brown.
That is correct. Yes. It is Kane Brown. Yeah.
She knew it. 2-2.
Nice.
By the way, she's working on a new album on her own.
Oh, yeah, that's a rumor. Oh, wow.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. Name the artist whose third album was called Barefoot Blue Jean Night. It became his first number one country hit and his first number one album.
Barefoot Blue Jean Night is Jake Owen.
That is correct. Not Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
All right, Jacqueline. Jake Owen. Has pulled ahead 3-2.
Let's do this.
Question number four. Mm-hmm. We idolize this country star who is kicking off her 12th year performing the Sunday night football opening theme called Waiting All Day for Sunday Night.
Carrie Underwood.
It is Carrie Underwood.
I love her. That just like makes my day, doesn't it?
Yeah. I did until you started singing.
I give me to go on.
4-3.
Final question. Let's do this one. Mm-hmm. Let's go back 8 years.
No.
Keith Urban sang. It's only 8 years, Mo.
I'm trying.
Keith Urban sang Blank Ain't Your Color.
Oh.
What color does Keith Urban hate?
Blue ain't your color.
It is blue. That's how we
George, love. I thought you were going to make me do math and I got a little nervous.
Jacqueline, your husband would be proud, though. You still lost to Mo, though. 5-4 was the final score.
You know, he's in the car next to me, and he's like, really? You said Garth Brooks?
Hey, listen. Tell him he should try this. It gets hard when you get on the air, doesn't it?
It does. We play every morning.
You're
all right.
So sweet.
Well, you know what you got to say then as you get out of here, Jacqueline?
I do. My name is Jacqueline, and Mo knows country.
She does, and we'll give you a chance to take on Mo. Monday morning, 8:20, will be the next chance to get the $100. Mo Knows Country happens on 100.3 The Bull. Now, coming up in just about 15 minutes, 3 new songs for the weekend. We call it Fresh Track Friday. You got to hear what Zach Top has in store. It's on the way, 15 minutes on The Bull.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.